This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Newburyport High School boys hockey coach Paul Yamin. And coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, always great to talk with you. Up there in the great northeast.
Yep.
First things first, Paul, 250 wins. Congratulations. I mean, that's just an incredible milestone. And I know that you guys who have accomplished so much don't like to brag about it. You don't like to look back on it, especially when you got the tournament coming up. But I've got to ask you, how does that feel?
You know, Rick, it was news to me, honestly. My assistant coaches let me know that after the Andover win, and you know, it's never really been about the wins for us. Honestly, it's always been about the competition and you know, the challenge. And I think honestly, if we wanted to take the easy road, we could have 300 wins right now. But that's never been that way, and I don't think it ever will be that way in our program.
Well, that's got to feel good, knowing that. And you guys, we'll get to that in a minute with the competition you just had down the stretch. I was talking with Mark Lee the other day. We were talking about his career, and I asked him about what's consistent over the years in teaching hockey. And I want to ask you that same thing. I mean, over the years, especially being in one town with just a certain talent pool that you can draw from, what's been the consistent thing, coach, that I don't know that you have succeeded at, you like doing, and that works with your kids?
Well, I mean, I think we get involved early with them. You know, as far as the rules go, when they finish their eighth grade year, we get involved with the seventh and eighth graders to do a little weekend, couple practices, and a scrimmage with Triton's guys. We've been doing that for a long time, and I think that helps. You know, for the kids to get to know us a little bit and how we run the program. And you know, we also offer our strength and conditioning year round for them when they graduate eighth grade, so they're with us in the summertime of their freshman year. So I think they get a real good feel of how we do things, and you know, that really hasn't changed. I mean, I've always hopped on the preparation aspect of hockey, and you know, I've always believed that if you know we can have that edge of being physically fit and physically stronger than the other teams, then that will give us the edge that you need to play the better teams in the state. So we really haven't changed much things regarding that stuff. Obviously, the fitness world changes, and we change with it. But, you know, that's a part of our expectations, and I think the kids understand that, and they buy into it, and it certainly helps us.
Yeah, the physical game is a trademark of Newburyport High School hockey. And
well, you know, and I'm not going to – obviously, we like that style, you know, and I think you have to play that style on our rink. But, you know, it's not only big and strong, it's quick and fast.
Yep. You know?
So we try to develop the full athlete there. And yes, the physical piece is definitely a part of our strategy, but I think we're a good skating team as well.
Yes, well, again, all of that. And I want to ask you one more question about the support and so on. Do you have alumni, kids who have played in the past, who maybe have kids now coming up through Newburyport hockey, who support Newburyport hockey? Because there is definitely a tradition there that's ongoing, but you have to keep recycling, you know, support, talent support, parent support, and that kind of thing.
Yes. I mean, I have many of our former players involved. Two of them are coaches with me, and others are involved in our boosters. I think those guys staying involved really keeps our program going and young. You know, we had 39 kids try out for our team this year. We had 41 try out last year, and that's pretty much been the norm for the past 5, 6, 7 years. Or I can even say for the past 15, 20 years. We very rarely have more than 40 kids trying out for our team. But, you know, Newburyport is a hockey town. Kids born and bred there. They're on skates early. We got the graph right there. There's a lot of tradition there. You know, and I just think that we have driven kids, and we don't need 80 kids to go out and try out and compete with the best. We just stick with our formula, and I think it's proven to work.
You started out with a tough schedule this year, and you maintained that tough schedule, and your record just kept getting better and better and better. And I'm looking at some of the competition, especially down the stretch here. Canton, BC High, St. John's Prep. Who'd you finish up with? Dartmouth, and you played Franklin. Tell me about this.
We finished up North Andover. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yep. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. So tell me, I see that. And two shutouts, I mean, you know, the last two games, but, you know, playing those teams, Lowell Catholic and the Prep and North Andover, the combined record, I mean, those teams have won 48 games out of the season. So what has that done now to get your kids even more ready for the tournament? Because that is some tough competition.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are certainly battle-tested. You know, I think we've proven that we can win against good teams with the lead or being down. We've won both ways. So, you know, I think that they have to know that we can compete with the best. Now, does that mean we're going to go out there and beat Dartmouth because we did compete with the best? No. I mean, we've thrown some clunkers up, too, this year, you know, and we've had that conversation that, you know, unfortunately, in this playoff system, it's a one-game tournament. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose, you're done. So not always the best team wins those tournaments. You know, you play two out of three, three out of five. Most of the time, the better team will win.
Yeah,
but you can't not show up and think you can just coast through. You know, and I think that's the message we've been just pounding home for the past 5 days.
Wow. Okay. Well, the thing of it is, too. I mean, hot goalie can, you know, you can pour 40 shots on goal, yeah, and a goalie can stonewall. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Kyle Gaudette was talking about the depth of your team, and he was talking about how scoring is spread all over the place. So describe to me how you're able to employ your lines and your defense and how you rotate them.
Well, I mean, we've consistently played 10 forwards, and that's been consistent throughout the year. Most of the time, we've run 4D, but we do mix in a fifth and a sixth here and there, and, you know, really have no issue with our fifth defenseman. I think he's coming along nicely, so it's good to have that depth. You know, I think we're a fit team as well. So I don't think that we've worn down this year in any games. You know, I think that as the games have gone on, we have seemed to get better and better, and that's the that's the hope. You know, and I think that as our younger guys have gone on throughout the year, they've gotten better and better. I mean, we have three freshmen that have really played well this year. You know, I look at our goalie as almost a sophomore. He's a junior, but he's really never played before. He got a little bit of action last year. So mm-hmm. Those guys have really come along as the year's gone on, and we get tremendous senior leadership with our guys up front. So, you know, again, we're going into the tournament, I think, in the right frame of mind, and we're playing well, but it's a one-game tournament, you know, so you just got to hope you bring the right team.
This is a silly question, but do you still get butterflies before certain games?
I don't know about butterflies. I think, you know, the nerves are always there. The adrenaline is always flowing, obviously, and certainly. And I think it's more adrenaline than anything else these days, which keeps me going, Rick.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I gotcha. I like to refer to it as positive stress. You got to have some concerns. When we start broadcasting, I'm nervous, like, okay. And I've done this 10 million times, but it's like, oh, man, I hope I don't screw this up. Okay, final thoughts, Coach. I've been asking coaches this week about what label would you put on your team? Certain teams carry certain labels. You can describe them in a certain way, like these guys are lunch pail, or these guys are really talented, or these, you know, whatever it might be. How do you look at this group of kids if you had to describe what kind of a team you have?
Well, I think that we can play any style. You know, again, I think if you get us on a big rink, we're a good enough skating team that we can handle a big surface. And I think if we're on a rink like ours, we can use our physicality to our benefit. So I wouldn't call us grinders, and I wouldn't call us, you know, just loaded with skill. I think we have a good mix of both. So I think it makes for, you know, a good combination to make us, hopefully we can have a good run and have some fun in the tournament.
One more thing. You talked twice, a couple of times now, about the size of a rink. And I know that, you know, rinks have shorter distances, some of them between the blue lines, and some of them have that little tiny space behind the goal. And maybe you could just tell me, from a coaching standpoint, what the difference is with your team. What do the kids have to maybe do differently from, say, a small rink to a big rink?
Well, I mean, we don't change our game plan or our style. I think we have landmarks out there, you know, and we have to be in certain places according to where the puck is. You know, everybody has a landmark, and not so much the center or the right wing or the left wing, wherever you are on the ice, and we don't have the puck, then you have an assignment, and usually we go by our landmarks out there, which are the dots, you know. And,
okay.
And we have a good idea on how we want to do that if we're not possessing.
Well, yeah, you do have a good idea. You've got a great record this year so far. 16-4-1, 250 wins overall. We're going to talk about that down the road after the season. But finally, what do you see? Do you get a chance to study the opponent before a tournament game?
Yes, I mean, we have never played Dartmouth before. This is a first for us. And, you know, but the good thing about, I'm not a big media guy, technology guy, but the good thing about it this at this time in my career that I can pretty much watch anybody I want on the computer. You know, so I have watched them on film this week, and yeah, they're like a team that very similar to teams that we've seen. So, you know, again, we're going to have to bring the good team, and you know, I think if we do that, we'll be okay.
All right, game is Wednesday. That's tomorrow as we record this at the Graph, and that's 5 p.m.?
5 p.m., yep.
All right. I hope it gets filled up, and I hope we can talk to you about a win next week.
Yes, me too.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Take care and be well.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. That's Paul Yameen, who is the Newburyport High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.